Will you turn with me, please, to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke? This is a remarkable passage from the Word of God. And in this chapter, we hope to show the salvation that God has for the sinner. It is a chapter that sets forth the one that everybody ought to know. And it is our sincere desire and prayer that every listener will come to know him whom to know is life eternal. The 15th chapter of Luke has undoubtedly been spoken on many times. There are depths here which we shall never be able to fathom. But right on the very surface, as we read it afresh, we find fresh gems of truth. As the Spirit of God portrays for us the salvation we have in God Himself. We have in this chapter a parable of three parts. We have three things that are lost, that are found. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And in each case, the finder is the one who rejoices. We desire to show today that it is God Himself who takes the initiative in seeking the lost. And He it is who rejoices when everyone, anyone, turns to Him and is found. We read to begin with that the publicans and sinners came near to Him to hear Him. They recognized that He had a message that they needed. We noticed last week a publican who desired to see Jesus who He was, Zacchaeus. And there we noticed the seeking sinner was found by the seeking Savior. There are many who sought Him in that day. And I trust that there are many listening to our voice today who would desire to see Jesus and draw near to hear Him. We hear Him through His Word, dear hearer. And you have your Bible there, regarded whenever you read it as God's message to you. Just prior to this chapter, in fact, the last words of the 14th, the Lord Himself says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." What a word of wisdom that is. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now when the publicans and sinners drew near to hear Him, we notice another class that were there at that time, and they are labeled the Pharisees and scribes. And we notice that when they saw the publicans and sinners drawing near to hear Jesus, then they murmured. What they said was very true. They didn't mean it to be a compliment, I'm sure of that. They thought that it was casting a slur upon Him, but they couldn't have said anything truer. And that which men who realize their need love to know, and that is this, they said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Oh, what a grand bit of news that is to the sinner. One who realizes his need, who realizes his shortcomings, who realizes that he is lost and undone, and to hear such as this, "This man, this is the one that everybody ought to know about, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Yes, it was his joy, the wanderers and the lost to seek. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And it's just at this point, then, that Jesus turns and speaks this parable. And I'd like to consider with you, beginning from verse 3, the parable of the lost sheep. He says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. He is appealing to the nature of the shepherd who naturally cares for sheep. And he himself is the one whom he is depicting here. And there's no doubt but what the lost sinners and the publicans recognized him as the shepherd. And there's no question that they were willing to recognize the fact that they were the lost ones that he was referring to. You know, contrary to the thought of the song that is very popular, the 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, we don't read anything about that in Scripture at all. In fact, the 99 are not safely in the fold. You'll notice in verse 4 it says the 99 are in the wilderness. We'll notice in a few moments, God willing, that the Lord here is speaking of the Pharisee who did not realize his lost and ruined condition. He didn't believe that he was lost. They're a picture of people today who don't feel that they're lost. They don't believe in the indwelling sin, that man is a fallen creature, that he needs salvation. The Lord Jesus is referring to them. And in these Pharisees and scribes, we see a large majority of religious people today who are self-righteous, and in their self-righteousness do not feel their need of a Savior. They do not realize they're lost. But who are the lost? Ah, the lost here are those who are depicted as sheep who have gone astray. You know, a sheep is a very silly creature, a very foolish one. And the Lord uses this as a picture of the sinner. You know, sin causes men to do very foolish things. It causes men to act willfully, which is sin. And when man acts willfully and goes his own way, he goes astray and he becomes a wanderer and he becomes lost. And not only lost, but hopelessly lost. In fact, there is absolutely no power in him to recover himself. And that is the picture that you have here of the sheep. And we don't read that the sheep got back to the shepherd. Not at all. And sin, of which man is guilty, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, has caused man to go astray from God, and he's lost in his sin, away from God, and he cannot recover himself. The Pharisees would not use this word lost, I'm sure, to describe even the publicans and the sinners. It's a bottomless word, shall we say. You know, the Pharisee believed that there was something inherent in themselves that could recover themselves. As the Lord, by His Spirit through Paul in writing to the Romans later on, said that they went about to establish their own righteousness, not submitting themselves to the righteousness of God which is in Christ Jesus. Alas, what a picture it is of many today who feel that in themselves they have something inherent which, a little spark of life, so to speak, that if it's fanned, it will grow and they'll become all right in the end. That is a delusion of the devil. It is a denial of the truth of God. Man is hopelessly lost. And the Bible tells us that he's ungodly and he's without strength. He is unable to recover himself. And in the picture that we have in this passage in Luke, we see God's remedy for just such. And those that are willing to admit this, who are willing to receive God's estimate about themselves, are the ones that are going to find themselves among the heirs of salvation. And I assure my listener today that if you are willing to take the position of a lost sinner before God, a lost sheep that has gone astray, you own it before Him as being true. You admit what He says, that you're hopelessly lost. There's hope for you. Yea, salvation is right at the door. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd that we present to you. He is the one who went after the lost sheep, and He goes until He finds it. The Lord Jesus is spoken of in Scripture as the Shepherd in three distinct ways. First of all, in John 10, He says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. In the parable, we do not read of this shepherd going to the extreme of giving his life for this sheep, but the parable suggests it as the truth confirms it, and as the Lord Himself is the one who came from heaven in order to save us and to find us, He must give His life. Because sin had alienated us from God, it is that which caused us to go astray. That is what had to be removed. And the God against whom we sinned had to be satisfied. And this, dear hearer, could only be accomplished through His death at Calvary. How good He is! It's His love that led Him to come to seek and to save us. It's His love that caused Him to lay His life down on the cross to redeem us, and this He has done. He is the Good Shepherd, and He died for you and for your sins that you might be saved. We also read of Him in Hebrews 13 as the Great Shepherd of the sheep, the one that we have sung about who lives, is the one who now lives in the glory as the Great Shepherd. Happy the one who has found Him to be his own Savior and can say with David of old, the Lord is my shepherd. A living Savior we present to you. A living Savior approaches you through His living Word and desires that you might know Him as the one who lives to receive you by faith. As you come to Him, He will accept you if you will receive Him as a living Savior at God's right hand. Through the power of the Spirit, He is made real. Through this Word, we know Him. You may know Jesus through His Word by the power of the Spirit of God if you'll only feel your need as a lost sinner. We also read in Peter of Him as the Chief Shepherd, and this title is given to Him as it anticipates His return. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again to receive to Himself and to take to glory those who put their trust in Him. He will not be happy nor contented until He has us there. And this we shall see is brought out in this parable. You notice now, as the shepherd goes to find the sheep that is lost, he goes until he finds it. And when he hath found it, verse 5 tells us, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Oh, how much is given to us here to consider. The salvation of a lost sheep is in the hands of the seeking Savior, the Good Shepherd. He reaches down, picks up the sheep, and puts it on his shoulders. I want you to notice here that it is on his shoulders. In Isaiah we read that he holds the government of the world upon his shoulder, singular. But when it comes to the salvation of a lost sheep, he puts it on his shoulders. It doesn't say, I want you to notice, that he puts the sheep on his own feet and tells him to get along the best way he can. Not at all. The Lord Jesus picks up the lost sinner when he puts his trust in him. He lays hold of you, beloved friend, and he puts you on his shoulders. He now has you in His care, in His charge. He gives you an eternal salvation. You notice it says here, He doesn't let this sheep down until He gets it home. Thank God, those that are His sheep, He says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He paid the supreme price to redeem you. And when you will let Him save you, when you turn to Him and say, Oh Lord, I believe, it is then He picks you up. Ah, He lays you on His shoulders, rejoicing. He is the one that rejoices. Oh, it's true that you rejoice, but not as He. He is the one that rejoices. He is more happy, more joyful when a soul is saved than the soul itself. Do you believe that? It's true. Oh, what a God we have, what a Savior we have. He's the one that rejoices. It's true, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. And it should be. And the more we go on with Him, the happier we shall become. But you notice, He is the one who rejoices. And when He cometh home, when He cometh home, you notice the shepherd does not take this sheep to the wilderness. No, he's not a part of that 99, those self-righteous, those that do not believe they need a Savior. He takes the lost sheep, the one that knows he's lost and has sinned against God. He takes him home. And dear hearer, this is the sure end for those that believe on Jesus. You let Him save you by His matchless grace through faith in Him. He'll take you home. Home is where He is. And when He gets home, He calls His friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep. My sheep, He says, which was lost. You belong to Jesus when He saves you. You are His property. He paid His blood to purchase you. Are you His? He says, I say unto you that likewise there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Think of it. Think of all the wonderful things that go on earth here that seem to make people happy. But there's one thing which sets all heaven to rejoice, and that is the repenting sinner. Oh God, grant that today you might add to that joy in heaven by turning to Christ. And then you too will know the joy in your heart that the world cannot give. God grant that you will let Him save you today.